Yeah.
You're welcome. We got Harriet Wasser on the phone. Harriet's an extraordinary person in her own right. She has been one of those genuine personalities all her life.
And
in show business, I mean, in earlier years when the record business was trying to find out what it was going to do for a living, Harriet Wasser was always in there punching all the time. And this, those are the formative years. I mean, you know, one of the all-time really great founders of the business as we know it now. And it got... I mean, it's the whole business is based on talent and getting airplay. Records, I would say. And Harriet's been responsible for nurturing some people, and many of the records that you hear throughout these four generations of rock and roll, Harriet's had a hand in them, quietly and unsung. You're one of those people that...
Well, you know, I might play unsung, but Joey, I am amazed at how many people know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Now with the internet, it's just such a different kind of a situation. I mean, your name, when an artist has a website, you know, it spreads the word not only about the artist, but about a lot of the people around them. And you know, people call me up. Are you the Hesh? Are you Harriet? It's like what I said to your producer, you know, to Hope. I said, just say Hesh. You don't have to say more than that. You know, it's like, well, what's your last name? What do you do? I said, just say Hesh. You know, it's really an amazing thing. You know, I've been going through this whole bit about writing a book, and people are definitely serious. I mean, I certainly don't. I don't bring it up. I've never really thought about it because I said, well, how am I going to mention people? And you know, I'm concerned about saying things that are going to hurt people, and I'm not really out for that. I don't want to hurt anybody. And you have to say something about somebody. You know, somebody's going to be unhappy about what you say. And so I never really look for it, but a young man that I'm friendly with, his name is Jimmy Scalia, he just gifted me with a little tape recorder, which I can now carry around with me. And he said, anytime you think of a nice story to tell, just take your tape recorder out, you know, like a cell phone,
right,
and start talking. And the truth is, I probably would come up with a book because, Joey, if I didn't sell it any other way but on the internet, with all the names in that book, do you realize how many books I could, how many people I could get to?
That's true.
It's incredible.
Now,
and people, like, they're not interested in me per se, but they love to hear these inside stories. And when I tell them, they seem to be so fascinated. They sit there and they listen, and I'm amazed because I don't know what it is, but I know that I do communicate something. And I guess it's a caring personality, but I'm sure I'm not the only one. I mean, there have to be other people who can do what I do.
Well, a lot of times this kind of presentation is gossip, and in your case, you actually lived through it, so it's not gossip, and it's firsthand. Now, who are you working with now that you believe in?
Well, there's one young artist that I'm very excited about. I'm really not working with him now because of, you know, certain things have changed in my situation, in my life and in his. Are you familiar with a young man by the name of Mark Anthony?
Sure. Well, of course I am. I think he's better than Ricky Martin and was first.
Well, Mark was not, he was first, as far as his Latin thing was concerned, he established himself in a different arena. In other words, he does tropical music, whereas Ricky Martin does pop music. Mark is more into the conga sound and the, what is heard in the, you know, the streets and the dance clubs in New York.
Yeah.
Whereas that's not true of Ricky Martin. I mean, Ricky Martin is a pretty face. You know, that's what most people feel. Mark Anthony doesn't have a pretty face, and that's what makes him special. Because a pretty face, you know.
I don't need a pretty face when I got the CD on.
Well, the thing is, what makes it work for a lot of artists is the fact that they're not that good looking, and people start to become aware of what's inside of them, where the talent lies. And when you have a real pretty face, it's like, oh, well, you know, he's not that great, but he looks wonderful. And those are the kind of people that very often don't last.
Well, are you working with him now?
Well, no, because Mark's career is taking him in a different, you know, he's doing pop, which I'm not really you know, involved in now, and he's got his whole organization. You know, he's got a production company. He's got his whole organization.
So you steered him in the right direction, and not.
Well, I was very encouraging. I started to talk him up when he was doing Latin because I was working for, I was doing publicity for the number one Latin company in the world at that moment, a record company called RMM was recording him doing straight ahead Latin music. And then, what with his popularity as a Latin artist, of course, Tony Mottola over at Sony became intrigued and decided he wanted to take all these artists and give them a shot at doing American music. And once that happened, he left the company he was with, which any artist would have done because the Latin label really couldn't make him a superstar. They could only go so far with him, whereas he really needed to do something in the American market in order to go the whole route.
The biggest Latin company in the whole world is the Catholic Church.
Oh, well, we all know that. That's
where you get Latin.
Their music, I mean, forget about it. Oh, they have a tremendous amount of artists who just do religious music.
No,
out of the church.
We're going to go because we have to play some news and aggravate
everybody. Listen, one thing.
Yes.
If anyone wants to find out more about the DVD, they can check into Bobby's website,
Hesh,
which is very simple.
They go to Hesh?
www.bobbydarren.com.
www.bobbydarren.com.
It's a gorgeous site. They'll love it.
How about if they want to get on your case there?
I don't really have a site, but they can leave a message and I'll get it.
Believe me, Harriet, you're a site.
Oh.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Okay.
And we're going to swap.
Okay.
And then you can look. It's like,
I gave Hope my address, so
okay.
She's going to do that, and I'm going to take care of you.
You can look in the book and see if your name is in there.
Okay.
Miss Smarty Pants.
Okay.
We'll be right back. It's Joey Reynolds Show, live from New York. Harriet Wasser, and she's always always a pleasure to have on the. I mean, she's a lot of fun. She's a really neat lady. I just wish you were in the studio. So then I keep her here for a few hours. All right. We got 800-321-0710. That's our phone. And then the news is going to be on, and then we'll go on the network. So we don't have to talk about John Gambling.